The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Obviously, this is not Mr. Al Foreman. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be with you for the next hour, sharing with you some information with regard to topics that are important to me and that I share on a regular basis with the clients that I work with, the people that I work with, in order to move along to that state of the best health possible. And so one of the areas that I'm going to be discussing today has to do with a very commonly prescribed procedure for anyone over the age of 50. And I'll be talking about colonoscopies, not such a very pleasant subject, but one that there's a lot of information, a lot of research on. And so I'll be reporting to you about the research. Before I get to that topic, one of the emails that I received, it's from a website called The Pulse of Natural Health, and it's a weekly newsletter. And this, on October 25th, their newsletter had to do with what might be part of our routine agricultural choices, and the title of the article is very unpleasant: sewage in my salad. Oh, and so what they're saying is the fruits and vegetables you feed your family may have been grown in repurposed. That sounds pretty nice, repurposed. And then the next word is sewage. Repurposed sewage. Okay, so what might that be? Supposedly, after they have done all of their chemical wizardry to clean up some water, what's left is sludge. And that sludge might have pharmaceuticals, other chemicals, heavy metals, all kinds of potential negative components. And so what's going on here is using for agriculture all those, all that repurposed sewage. Not a pretty picture. Don't necessarily want to be growing my vegetables in repurposed sewage. So you might consider visiting the Pulse of Natural Health, and that you can see they have a video, and the video is entitled "Is There Sewage in My Salad?" And so very important for people to understand what non-organic food substances. And I call them food substances because really when you think about, oh, is that food? Not when it's grown in repurposed sewage, but what can you do to protect yourself from exposure to those pharmaceuticals, the hormones, the heavy metals, the other chemicals, all of the waste products, all of the contaminants that you struggle very hard to stay away from. And staying away from those helps to support how your body's meant to work on a regular basis, you know, on a normal function, an expected function. And let's talk about here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Let's talk about optimizing function. Well, you're not going to do it with fruits and vegetables grown in sewage. So where do you turn? Organic. And you, when over the years you find out what the routine might be in different states with regard to being able to classify a food organic, very interesting. So for a certain number of years, no chemicals have been used on that particular soil. And then the soil is tested to make sure that there are no contaminants that are kind of lingering in the soil. And then you have the use of organic seeds, seeds that have not been genetically modified in any way, have not been tampered with from a chemical perspective. And so you have a much more natural crop. You have an organic crop, free of chemicals, free of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and free of all of those unbalanced chemical mixtures as fertilizers. So very important to make that choice. Organic food, that's the food that actually nourishes you. And that's when I said food substances before, what I meant was, is it really food when there are so many different chemicals added to that food, when the food has been grown in toxic sludge? That isn't food. Food is meant to nourish your body. Food is meant to support all of the different cells of your body to be able to deliver minerals and vitamins. Food should be enhancing to your good health rather than something that detracts from optimal function. Okay, so now we're going to get to that colonoscopy discussion. And it's something that's been recommended for any number of years for people over the age of 50. And the idea is to detect colon cancer. Now, in all fairness, colon cancer is the second most significant cancer diagnosis globally. It just comes in right after lung cancer. Okay, so we have a number of different ways of protecting us, suggesting antioxidant support, stopping smoking, minimizing exposure to inhaling toxic fumes. Those are the things that would have the potential to reduce risk of developing lung cancer. But what are some of the things that you want to work on? And if you hear some strange noises in this broadcast, we are working with the fire alarm system here at WNN Radio. And hopefully that will not necessarily interfere. And we know it's just a fire drill. I will not have to run out of the building during the broadcast. Okay, so colon cancer being the second greatest number of diagnoses worldwide, but why is that? Oh, could it be that our food might be grown in some toxic sludge? Could be a contributing factor. Okay, so let's get to some of the causes associated with a higher risk of developing colon cancer. And then we'll go through all of the different aspects of this whole picture and come to a conclusion about how you may reduce your risk and what is the science behind recommending a colonoscopy? And the reason that I'm talking about this is for years, I have said to clients who maybe are consulting with me about how best to prepare for a colonoscopy or what should they do to recover from a colonoscopy, because those are two big issues. And so I ask them about their risk factors. And if they don't have any risk factors, then maybe some other approaches might be more appropriate. Okay, if you're older, that's a cause. Anybody over the age, the medical community pretty much says 50. I would go a little bit older than that. I'd say about 60 maybe. And that is a risk factor. Maybe your diet is really high in animal protein. So you've been reading and listening to health talk radio and just educating yourself, and you say, well, those carbs, they're really no good. I have to watch out for my carbs. I better be really careful, but I'm so hungry. What'll I have? Oh, I'll have some fish. I'll have some burgers. I'll have some chicken. And you focus on that animal protein to give you a sensation of fullness. Well, the truth of the matter is there's two categories of carbs that we should talk about. There are those manufactured starchy carbs, bread and pasta, cereal, those kinds of things. Are they a good choice? They should be minimal in your diet. But the carbs that you want to have in your diet, vegetables. It was interesting because I played tennis this morning, and just before the tennis game, one of the gentlemen playing on the court with us, he was saying he just found out about the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and he said, oh, you're probably gonna criticize what I eat. And so I said, okay, well, what's the worst thing that you eat? And he kind of hung his head and he said, potato chips. And I said, okay, how about you make a switch to sweet potato chips? And he was okay with that. So you want to do is, instead of focusing entirely on high animal protein diet, what you want is vegetables, 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 vegetables. You want them raw. You want them cooked. And in the case of the sweet potato chips, maybe it's a combination of sweet potato chips, carrot chips, beet chips, taro chips, all those different vegetables lend themselves very, very nicely to a crunchy, delicious chip. So by increasing the vegetable choices that you have in your daily routine, what you're going to do is move to a higher fiber intake. Those vegetables, in addition to being full of minerals and vitamins and nutrient substances, they're generally higher in fiber than many of the different choices that you might have with other things the rest of your diet. It is time for me to take a break here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And when we come back, I have someone joining me, so stay tuned.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Welcome back to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I am joined right now with our very special guest, Al Foreman. Hi, Al.
Well, hello there, Janet. And how are you this fine, windy, cloudy morning?
I am super fine. Thanks. And you?
Very, very good. Just clearing up some last-minute things that have to get done. I wouldn't say last-minute, but part of the process of opening up the store. And as the listeners know who have been listening to the show, they know that this coming Monday, when you and I are on the air, I will be making the announcement as to what day Save-A-Lot will be opening its doors for people to come in and take advantage of the thousands upon thousands of fine nutritional products, pet care, personal care, special organic grocery products, all at everyday low prices. So stay tuned. Make sure you listen on Monday so you can get the date. And I think over a period of time, when I say on time, the next several weeks, we will be posting on our website some of the special prices on EDLP that we will be running 52 weeks a year. So you will have some indication as to what you have to save your money for. And we're talking about all nationally known brands of product, such as Jarro, Life Extension, Country Life, Nature's Way, Solar Ray, New Chapter, and a whole host of other companies that people are familiar with that have known for many, many years. So be on the lookout on the website in the next several weeks, looking for some of those items at the everyday low prices that we'll be opening with when we announced it on Monday as to what our opening day is. And, Janet, I will be listening, as will our staff here, getting the store set up on the radio. I know you have a lot of great information to share with our listeners. And as a reminder, the store is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. We are just a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7 or 441, as however you know it by. And we're directly across or beyond the Spirit Halloween store, which you will see on the right. And the Penn Dutch Plaza is where we are located, in the where the Penn Dutch supermarket is. We are to the left or the south of where the supermarket is, and you'll enjoy a very pleasant surrounding area in the store with Wi-Fi. So if you want to bring along your laptops or your cell phones or any other technological device that you want to check prices with, please feel free to do so. We encourage it because we're very proud of the fact that we will be featuring everyday low prices 52 weeks a year. You don't have to wait for sales. Every day of the week, every day of the year, you'll be able to take advantage of that. The store hours are going to be from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 on Saturday. We are closed on Sunday, and we are closed all the major holidays of the year, which I believe are 7, and we'll be closed for 2 Jewish holidays, which is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So plan all your shopping around those hours. And, Janet, I will be listening intently with all the great advice that you're going to share with our listeners.
Okay. Great update, Al, and I know everybody's going to be tuning in next Monday to find out what is the date? Very, very great information coming up Monday. All right. And so thanks for calling, Al, and giving us that update. EDLP, that's the watchword here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And what I'm going to say is the website that you can check out some of the fabulous, fabulous EDLP items, SAVA-LOT, Save a Lot, NutritionCenters.com. Save a Lot, NutritionCenters.com, and you can find out more about progress and come by the store. The store is shaping up so incredibly, you will be amazed, astonished. Just incredible inventory getting ready for you to do your shopping. Okay, so I'm talking about colon cancer, colonoscopies, and some of the contributing factors: high animal protein diet, if you're over the age of 60, a low fiber diet, maybe you have a very high calorie diet, a high alcohol intake, maybe you have family history, maybe over the years you've been dealing with IBS or ulcerative colitis, just inflamed digestive tract. Maybe you smoke. That's a contributor. Can you believe it? Yes, lung cancer and colon cancer. Smoking is an issue. And this is one that I've talked about for years and years and years: processed meats. And what am I talking about? Oh, your visits to the deli. So what I tell people is you can ask to see the label of ingredients if you're buying some sliced processed meats from the deli. What are you looking for? You're looking for nitrates and nitrites. Those nitrates and nitrites combine with the substances in your digestive tract to create nitrosamines, which are carcinogenic. So if you're doing a lot of processed meats, you might want to rethink that part of your diet. If you're dealing with a concern with regard to the health of your lower digestive tract, here are some of the symptoms that you might want to be watching out for. All right. If you feel nauseous and you either actually do progress to vomiting or you're feeling like you're right on the edge there, that can be indicative of, and I'm not talking about just one isolated instance. I'm talking about when it's on a pretty regular basis, when there's recurring bouts of vomiting. Maybe you are dealing with extreme fatigue. Now, why might that be a symptom, a kind of a signal from your body? That you're not absorbing nutrients. You might be taking supplements. You might be really cautious about taking capsules because you're concerned that the tablets are not going to dissolve properly. Keeping in mind that today's technology, with the good manufacturing practices of the different nationally known brands that are going to be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, those tablets have very specific testing, so they do come apart. They come apart just in warm water, and the dissolution time is very well established and very well tested. And so you might not necessarily be absorbing the nutrients from the supplements you're taking. You might not necessarily be absorbing the nutrients from the foods that you're choosing, and that can be a contributing factor to fatigue. The other contributing factor to the fatigue could be anemia, because if there is a potential for developing colon cancer and there might be a little bit of bleeding and you're losing red blood cells, that anemic situation may be a contributing factor to fatigue. Now, if you have been on a pretty regular basis dealing with some fatigue and maybe a diagnosis of anemia, your red blood cells, hemoglobin, and hematocrit are chronically low in your blood tests, then that does bear further investigation. It's important. Maybe you're walking around with a pain in your gut all the time. Abdominal pain. Okay, maybe it's isolated to one specific part. So these are some of the things that you really want to investigate, follow up on. Don't just let it go. This is very important signaling from your body. Okay, maybe you have weight loss. the weight loss might not necessarily be explicable. You're not trying to lose weight. You're eating the same things that you have always eaten that maintained your weight. Your exercise and activity level have not changed. That could be a signal. Pay attention to what your body's telling you. If you're dealing with ongoing either diarrhea or constipation or going back and forth between those two issues, the diarrhea and the constipation, keep in mind that fatigue, which may lead to inactivity, can make this whole situation continue to progress. So very important for you to understand that these are signals from your body. You don't want to ignore them. You want to pay really close attention and understand that there are a variety of different choices that you have to get really good information about what's behind these symptoms that you're dealing with and ways to make changes that once again turn your risk factors around. Maybe you've seen blood in your stool. Now, that can be a very important symptom, or it could be something that's very minimally problematic. Blood in the stool could be a little bit of an issue with regard to a hemorrhoid, not a significant issue. If there are very, very black stools, that can be information that you are dealing with bleeding in your colon. So blood in the stool can be an issue, can be serious. You need to evaluate it. It could be very minimal issue. And once again, a minimal issue that can be taken care of. Well, when we come back from this break, what I'm going to be doing is talking about how to make a choice, which direction you're going to go, the alternative approaches or the straight recommendation for colonoscopy. And I'll be dealing with or talking about information that comes from the Annals of Internal Medicine. So this is research information, very well reported. I just want to let you know that you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be right back with more to support your good health. Stay tuned. Come to my office at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
And welcome back to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And keep in mind, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour is brought to you by Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. 3105 South State Road, no, 3105 North State Road 7. Yes. 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. It's in the PennDOT Shopping Center. So as you're driving on State Road 7, also known as 441, look for the Spirit Halloween store and turn on to 31st Avenue. And right behind the Spirit Halloween store, you'll see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. As I said, in the Penn Dutch Center in the city of Margate. And next Monday, we'll find out when that store is going to open. I'm telling you, things are shaping up. And you can go to SAV-A-LOT, SaveALotNutritionCenters.com to find out more. We have a caller on the line. Good morning and welcome to the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you, Janet?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Okay, listen, all those symptoms that you've been listing are very important and everything, but I, as an older person, you know, discussed it with my cardiologist, and he said, you know, you should have a colonoscopy. So I did, you know, a few years back, and they found some few polyps and no problem. But they come back in a year. And I did come back in a year, and I had no real symptoms. I've had colitis off and on all my life, but nothing major, nothing real bad colitis, but, you know, bad enough, but... anyway, so they went back in again and, had a big lump where my intestines were connected. So they said, we gotta go in there and test that and see and so forth. Well, bottom line, ended up taking 2 feet of my colon out and, patching me up. And this is like, at least 7, 8, 9 years ago, at least. Thank God I'm doing good, great, no problem, but I can't impress that how, I mean, I'd be dead. I literally would be dead if I hadn't had the colonoscopy. You see, it just, I talked to so many people with Della, but people are just, you know, well, I don't want to do that. Oh, that's nasty. Just stupid answers they give me. Anyway, I just try to pass that on to you.
I'm so glad that you had a very positive experience. It was something that was... literally life-saving. So I'm not saying not to have a colonoscopy. I'm telling you the categories of people, and you certainly fell into that category, on and off colitis. And so I'm saying that it is appropriate to take the right evaluation steps before you go to a colonoscopy, because I do tell people it is invasive, there is a risk of infection, and the truth is there aren't any studies on how efficient colonoscopies are at reducing mortality from colon cancer. And in this day and age of such expensive medical treatments, it is important to understand using certain other tests prior to a colonoscopy. Okay, so has Jerry left us? Apparently. Thanks very much for calling, Jerry, sharing your experience. I think it's a really important information that, yes, colonoscopies for certain people make the difference between life and death. And so those symptoms, if you're dealing with those symptoms, and certainly he was dealing with one of those symptoms lifelong, so he would be an appropriate patient. Okay, just a sip of water to stop that coughing. Okay, so if you have an average risk for developing colon cancer, you don't have a family history, consider one of the alternatives. Colonoscopy actually is doing more than 50% of all colorectal cancer screening. And it doesn't seem to me that that's an appropriate approach. You know, as I said, it's expensive, it's invasive, there is an infection risk. So we don't know whether the colonoscopies actually reduce your incidence of cancer or mortality from colon cancer. So where are we putting our money? It is the medical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex. So here's what I have to say. If you're someone who has been dealing with colitis over an extended period of time, you need to address that. You need to think about what might be in your diet that is contributing to that inflammation in your colon, that inflammation in your digestive tract. That inflammation in your digestive tract is telling me that the colon chemistry, that background chemistry in that lower area of your digestive tract is incorrect. That background chemistry needs to be changed. So what's a very excellent way of changing it? A little bit of aloe vera. Aloe vera creating that background chemistry where probiotics and prebiotics can proliferate and actually create the chemistry, the cellular makeup that you need in your lower digestive tract. So you certainly lower your risk of developing colon cancer if you make a change in your lifestyle. So it's probably an appropriate choice to see what nutrients you might be depleting because your digestive system is not functioning properly. You may be missing some critically important nutrients. You're certainly missing or have dysbiosis, so you don't have the beneficial bacteria in your lower digestive tract that you need for normal function. So making a habit of testing your nutrient levels once a year. There is a fabulous test that I recommend all the time to people that I work with called the SpectraCell test. It's a micronutrient test that gives you a complete report of all of the important nutrients. And by just making the adjustments necessary from the information found in the SpectraCell micronutrient test, you minimize a whole host of dysfunctions within your body. Making sure that your antioxidant status is optimized. And so not just vitamin C. Vitamin C is excellent, 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 but you also need beta carotene. You need the whole profile of carotenoids. You need vitamin E. You need vitamin A. So the trace mineral selenium. There's so many different details. And if you're missing just that one little spot there, or you're low when everything else is high, it's so important to understand how those antioxidants are protecting your cells from the damage. So if you, maybe you are using some of the processed meats and you are low in antioxidants, you're increasing your risk of digestive system issues. But when you have some of those processed meats and you're attending to antioxidant status, you're protecting yourself. If you're eating vegetables instead of pasta, if you're eating beans on a regular basis, you're getting minerals, you're getting fiber, you're getting food. You're getting satisfaction from your food. Those are crucially important in that whole picture. Are you taking in enough water? And is your water a high quality water? Okay, so there are any number of chemicals in our water in order to keep it bacteria free. But if you're using municipal water, there could be pharmaceuticals in there. There could be hormone contamination in there. There's a whole host of issues that may be making your water less than ideal at hydrating your cells. Certainly, you are being exposed in a mainstream, typical American diet to antibiotics. Those antibiotics are found in commercial livestock feed. And because it's in the feed, it is ultimately in that animal that you're consuming. So if you're using commercial beef, commercial poultry, farm-raised fish, all of those have been exposed to antibiotics during the growth period, and consequently, you are ingesting antibiotics. What does the antibiotic do in your lower digestive tract? It kills off the beneficial bacteria that are meant to break down your minerals and other vitamins, particularly B vitamins. How important are that, is that category of vitamins? B complex vitamins for your brain function, for your energy, for immune function. And I was talking about the water. Okay, here's the water. There's chemicals in the water. And let's just focus on chlorine as an example. What's chlorine going to do to your liver? How is your liver going to make high quality bile in order to maintain the chemistry of your lower digestive tract? Your small intestine and colon are very dependent on high quality bile produced by your liver, stored in your gallbladder, and used as part of your whole digestive function. If you don't have high quality bile because your liver has been exposed or overexposed to chlorine, there's a contributing factor to a whole host of lower digestive tract problems. So, one individual in 20 over the age of 60 will be diagnosed with colon cancer in the United States. You don't want to be one of them. Eat your vegetables. Stay away from processed meat products. Take your probiotics. And I'm going to say it again, eat your vegetables. You want the fiber that the vegetables bring to you, the minerals, the vitamins, all of that. Okay, so the World Health Organization and the CDC say the most common cancer worldwide after lung cancer is colon cancer. So why do we have why is that an issue? Well, chemicals. I talk about perverted foods, contaminated foods, foods that aren't food at all. They're kind of disguised as food, sold as food. We think of it as food, but they really are contaminated. So stay away from those chemicals. Organic, organic, organic is the watchword here. And what's interesting is when you're eating a lot of processed foods and not necessarily taking in enough water, the outcome is dehydration, because it takes water for your liver and your kidneys to function. It takes water as part of your digestive system, part of your digestive process. And if you're eating those poor quality foods, you are very much at risk of developing the nutrient deficiency that I was talking about when I mentioned the SpectraCell micronutrient test. So things like calcium and vitamin D, those are super important aspects to be attended to, making sure that in your blood tests, your calcium level is correct, your vitamin D level is correct, because both of those contribute to the health of colon function. It is time for me to take another break. Take a breath and take another break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Stay tuned. I have more to come.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SavalotNutrition.com.
Stay current with all the newest natural nutrition treatment choices available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening the end of November. Learn about the changes in your health that occur when you support health with the correct nutrition. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening soon. Come by and see the progress. Be amazed at the incredible savings. Exciting inventory at EDLP. That's everyday low prices to meet your every health need. All at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. And welcome back. Okay, some alternatives to what I was talking about. This is interesting that you can do an occult blood stool test. Your drugstore has them. The Advanced Medical Testing Center on Commercial Boulevard has them. Dr. Herb Slavin's office on Commercial Boulevard has them. And you can buy them online. They range in price from under $10 to over $60. And you can do that test in the privacy of your home. You send it to a lab. They give you a result if there is blood in your stool. Now, it might be microscopic amounts of blood, so you wouldn't necessarily be able to see the blood in your stool. So is it an absolutely foolproof way to evaluate the health of your colon and determine that you are colon cancer free? Not 100%, but as our caller said, here he had the colonoscopy and a year later came back and yes, indeed, there was something significant in his second colonoscopy. So you have to be paying attention to your digestive response. You have to be paying attention to your body talking to you. Okay, now I don't necessarily agree with this statement, but it's from the Annals of Internal Medicine, and they're saying that low-dose aspirin has the potential to lower your colon cancer risk, and that the aspirin, they're saying in their article that aspirin is going to boost your immune system and help to lower the development of breast, skin, and bowel cancer. So I'm reporting the news here. Okay, there is a journal, and the name of the journal is called Gut. And what they're saying is very interesting, that there's a genetic test and that you can then tailor your treatment to the test, so you can personalize your treatment to maybe impair the proliferation of cancer cells. Very interesting. So worth a little bit of investigation. So then this same journal was saying 300 oranges worth of vitamin C. Now, I'm thinking, okay, couldn't they just tell me how many grams of vitamin C? But no, they said 300 oranges worth of vitamin C. Now, nobody's going to eat 300 oranges, but what that translates to is about 20,000 milligrams, 20 grams. Now, that's very interesting because that's what Linus Pauling, that's the dose of vitamin C that Linus Pauling was saying protected him for so many years of his life. So you can think about very, very slowly introducing powdered vitamin C into different drinks, into different foods, nothing hot, and very gradually get your intake of vitamin C in the range possibly of 10 to 20,000 milligrams a day. Then what else do they have to say? drinking coffee daily lowers your risk of colorectal cancer. You're going to half, cut your risk in half with 2.5 cups of coffee a day. And so they're talking about this and they're trying to decide, all right, is it the caffeine? But no, they found out that regardless of whether you're drinking caffeinated or decaffeinated coffee, you still had that reduction in colon cancer risk. It's the polyphenols, the antioxidant protection. And then what the article in this journal went on to say, it also protects against liver cirrhosis. So it isn't just energy that you're getting from your morning coffee. It's a little bit of protection from colon cancer. Very interesting detail. And then the article went on to say 6 cups of coffee a day, which I'd kind of put in a little bit of an excessive category, lowers your risk of developing MS. So there's a lot of benefit in drinking the coffee. Now, here's the one little bit of detail that you might pay attention to. If you're sensitive to caffeine, you want to be really careful to be consuming only water-processed decaf coffee. You don't want just mainstream, commercially available decaf coffee. And why? Because the chemicals are used to remove the caffeine. And when that caffeine is removed, you're left with the chemicals. So water-processed decaf coffee if you're sensitive to the caffeine. If you're not sensitive to the caffeine, here you're getting a reduction in colon cancer risk as well as brain chemistry stimulation. Now, there's very good research, very much in-depth research talking about the benefits to brain function and your neurons firing and everything working optimally with coffee, and that you get that going first thing in the morning. The negative is if people are expecting by continuing to drink coffee all throughout the day that they'll maintain that brain stimulation effect from the coffee. It tends to decrease probably by 11 or 12 o'clock, so 11 or noon time, and very gradually that natural circadian rhythm tends to kick in, and you're not getting that same level of brain stimulation even though you're continuing to drink the coffee. Okay, so what's the bottom line here? If you have any of the symptoms, the vomiting, fatigue, blood in the stool, anemia, abdominal pain, unexplained weight loss, ongoing diarrhea, constipation, if you are over the age of 60, your diet is not the balanced diet with the vegetables that I always talk about. It's high in animal protein, maybe high in processed meats. If you have high alcohol intake, all of those things mean that your lifestyle might not be supporting your good health to the extent that you want it to. And so time to make some decisions. And that's where I come in. You can come and see me after the Save a Lot Nutrition store opens. I have a beautiful office in that Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, and you can come and sit down with me, bring a copy of your blood work, possibly a list of your medications. We certainly want to talk about any supplements that you're taking. And when we review all of that, come to a conclusion about, yes, you're an individual that should have a colonoscopy. If your colonoscopy is clear, you listen to your physician and come back at the recommended time interval. If you have polyps during the colonoscopy, you'll be able to have those polyps taken care of. And if you are low risk, if your diet is good, if you don't have any of those digestive symptoms, if you are feeling fine, you don't have any anemia, you don't have any of those symptoms, then consider using an occult blood stool test instead of going right away to a colonoscopy. And my reason for not marching in lockstep for that colonoscopy is it's expensive. It is an invasive test. You do run a risk of infection. And there are no studies that the colonoscopies reduce cancer incidence or mortality. So we want to make wise decisions for ourselves. And sometimes the most intense testing isn't necessarily the appropriate testing. And keep in mind, you can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, just a half mile south of Sample Road, behind the Spirit Halloween store and in the Penn Dutch Center. So I will be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.